The music comes from the piano of Hunter Nowak, and it is a well-traveled piano. It has been hauled all over the West. The instrument in a series of concerts called In a Landscape, Classical Music in the Wild. Hunter Nowak was born and raised in Oregon, and many of the concerts have been in the state and will be, including a sold-out one at Applegate Lake on Sunday. Hunter Nowak, welcome to the Jefferson Exchange.
Thank you so much for having me.
So to be clear, you're not playing outdoor amphitheaters or, you know, built-up structures. What are these concerts like?
These concerts are out in the wild. They are, a lot of them, in our public parks, our public lands. And the idea is to just get people into the places that I love most, which are in the wild.
And it's not like people cluster around the piano necessarily. You provide some listening devices for them?
Yes. Yeah, so the way it works is we bring our 9-foot Steinway grand piano on a trailer, which can go pretty much anywhere an off-road vehicle can go. And then the audience comes and we give them wireless headphones so they can either listen from right up next to the piano, or they can wander through the landscape and explore the environment with the music as a soundtrack to their experience.
So obviously some distance limits, but in the case of events on bodies of water like Sunday at Applegate Lake, people could as easily listen on a boat as on the shore?
That's right.
Wow. How did this series get started? How did you come up with this idea, or did somebody else?
This was about 10 years ago. I was recently back in Oregon after finishing my master's in London, and I had gone on a couple backpacking trips and just wanted to find a way to bring, you know, I didn't really have a lot of job opportunities as a classical pianist back in Oregon. And so I wanted to find a way to bring together the two things that I love the most. And I was inspired by the WPA, the Works Progress Administration, which through their federal music and theater projects presented thousands of free concerts and plays in the great outdoors and in public lands. And so I wrote a grant to Portland's Regional Arts and Culture Council to just test the idea and bring a Steinway out to WPA sites and public parks. And then Jordan Schnitzer helped us out with testing the headphone concept. And then it just sort of took off. So in 2017, we became a nonprofit organization with a mission to connect people to classical music and the great outdoors. And we've now done 255 shows.
So Hunter, do your travels bring classical music to places that seldom get live performances of it?
They do. About 95% of our concerts take place in rural areas. And our audience is comprised about 50% of people that are local and 50% that are traveling more than 50 miles to attend. And because of that, a huge portion of our audience are first-time classical music listeners. A lot of people are coming not because they are classical music fans, but they're more interested in kind of this confluence of beautiful music in places that they love to be.
Which sounds and appears, there are lots of videos of this out there on YouTube and from an appearance that Hunter had on CBS Sunday Morning, but they obviously get a lot from it. What do you get from playing these places versus playing in a recital hall?
One of the things that that I love most about this project is actually getting to know the people in all of the communities in which we travel, and getting to know the stories about the places. Tomorrow, we're at Jack London State Park here in Sonoma County, and then and just kind of, you know, getting to know Jack and Charmian London's work, their life, getting to explore the ruins of their house, learn about their farming techniques. It all, you know, sometimes it those stories work their way into the concert program. And other times it's just sort of making connections and friendships with people in all of these magical places we get to travel.
Hunter Nowak is our guest on the Jefferson Exchange, an Oregon native who is delivering piano concerts in places across the West in a series called In a Landscape, Classical Music in the Wild. His Sunday performance at Applegate Lake is sold out, but you can probably watch it from a distance. You just won't hear much necessarily. So I'm curious, Hunter, I mean, have you had interruptions like sudden rainstorms or big gusts of wind or something?
We've only had to cancel a couple of concerts due to fire. Once in Jackson, Wyoming, a lightning storm came in, and so we had to bail on that one. But we are a rain or shine event. We can play. We've done concerts in -2 degrees in Big Sky, Montana, in the winter.
Oh boy.
110 degrees in the heat dome from a few years ago, and so it's really we can pretty much play rain or shine. We just hope that tell our audience to come prepared.
So, so that the people can obviously put on clothing or dress in layers, all that sort of thing. But anybody who's owned a piano probably has a story of the piano going out of tune, just being moved across the room. And you're lugging your Steinway across all these landscapes on this trailer, bumping along on some fairly rutty roads, it sounds like. Plus these variations in temperature and no doubt humidity that you just talked to us about. How do you keep that thing in tune?
So we have it tuned before every concert, and this is the piano that we're using is a 9-foot Steinway Model D, and these instruments were really built to tour, so they're very durable, and we've actually replaced a lot of the interior parts, interior components with Wessel Nickel and Gross pieces that are made. Some of them are made of plastic or carbon fiber or other synthetic materials that make the piano a little bit more resilient to those dramatic changes in heat and temperature.
Wow. So and the piano has a bit of history, it sounds like. It's not a young piano.
That's right. It's from 1912. So it's, I think that probably also has something to do with it. The wood is, you know, it was probably from old growth trees in Oregon that were shipped out to New York to be pressed into the shape of a piano. And it's held up remarkably well. We are the only people that transport the piano the way we do. And I've, you know, it's gone on hundreds of miles of bumpy washboard, rural dirt roads. And I'm kind of shocked that that we haven't really had any problems, knock on wood, yet.
Right. I will knock on wood for you on this end, too. And I should point out, I've noticed that it's some of the musical events are not just you. I mean, who else sometimes comes with you in some of these?
Yeah. So at about half of the shows, we have guest artists, and most often they are not other classical musicians. We've had dancers, Native American flutists, poets. It really kind of It most often I'll work with somebody that's from the local, you know, area. And the most meaningful scenarios are when we actually have a chance to kind of work together and come together to collaborate on a piece and then share that with both the locals and the people that are traveling to attend.
Hunter, is there a major box yet to check for you, some place you absolutely want to take in a landscape, but you just haven't had a chance to do that yet?
You know, we've been very fortunate to play, you know, to be the first musical acts kind of allowed in Joshua Tree National Park, Yosemite National Park. And, you know, I feel like the sort of headliner, you know, epic places in the West, we've been very lucky to go to. What, you know, what I'm kind of surprised by in my own sort of traveling around is that I actually look forward most to the concerts that aren't these famous locations, in part because a lot of the community parks and community, you know, they're places that the locals have more of a deep connection with. And so they get to see these landscapes that they know and love with a slightly different kind of context or through a different lens. Mm-hmm. And I just want to add that we will, while the Applegate Lake show is sold out, we will be in Siskiyou County.
I noticed that the Shasties Park thing
Shasties
on Saturday,
Park, yeah.
Yes, is still got some tickets available. Yes. All right.
And
thanks.
Through our Good Neighbor program, we have free tickets to a limited number of free tickets to those for whom, you know, money might be a barrier. Mm-hmm. And there are a handful of those left available.
All right. Hunter Nowak, thanks so much for joining us on the Jefferson Exchange.
Thank you.
That's it for today's exchange. I'm Jeffrey Riley with Zach Beagle. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.